Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a side of reality check. You know, life can get pretty crazy sometimes, right? We're bombarded with expectations, deadlines, and that ever-present voice in our heads whispering doubts. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon to help you navigate all that chaos? It's not some mystical mantra or overnight miracle, but something simpler, something more powerful, positive affirmations. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking this is just fluffy self-help stuff, stick with me. We're diving deep into how these little phrases can seriously boost your confidence and help you rock your world. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. First up, understand that affirmations aren't magic spells. They don't instantly erase your insecurities or guarantee success. They're more like training weights for your mind, gradually building strength and resilience over time. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect to bench press 100 pounds on your first day at the gym, right? You start with lighter weights, gradually increasing the load as you get stronger. Affirmations work in a similar way, helping you rewire those negative thought patterns and replace them with empowering beliefs. Second, make it personal. Generic affirmations like, "I am confident," can feel hollow if they don't resonate with your unique struggles. Think about what specifically holds you back. Maybe it's public speaking, asking for a raise, or simply believing in your own worth. Then craft affirmations that directly address those areas. Instead of, "I am confident," try something like, "I am comfortable sharing my ideas in meetings," or, "I deserve to be recognized for my hard work." Third, keep it positive in present tense. Negative wording like, "I will not fail," can actually backfire by focusing your attention on the possibility of failure. Instead, frame your affirmations in a positive light. "I am capable of achieving my goals," or, "I trust myself to make good decisions." And remember, speak as if these things are already true. Using present tense reinforces the belief that you're already embodying these qualities. Fourth, consistency is key. Don't just fire off a few affirmations once and expect miracles. Make it a daily practice, repeating your chosen phrases several times throughout the day. You can say them out loud, write them down, or even visualize yourself living those empowered beliefs. The more you repeat them, the more ingrained they become in your subconscious mind. Finally, be patient and kind to yourself. Building confidence is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel shaky, insecure, and like giving up on affirmations altogether. That's totally normal. Just remember to acknowledge those feelings without judgment, gently guide your thoughts back to your chosen affirmations, and keep moving forward. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer who's been struggling to pitch her ideas at work. She feels like her voice gets drowned out, and she constantly second-guesses herself. But Sarah decides to try positive affirmations. She starts her day by repeating phrases like, "I am confident in my design skills," and, "My ideas are valuable." Throughout the day, whenever self-doubt creeps in, she takes a moment to remind herself of these empowering statements. Slowly but surely, Sarah notices a shift. Her confidence grows, she speaks up more freely during meetings, and her ideas are finally getting the recognition they deserve. See what I mean? It's not magic, it's powerful self-talk that can literally change your life. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Personalize your affirmations, keep them positive and present tense, practice consistently, be patient with yourself, and most importantly, believe in their power. You have the ability to create the life you want, one affirmation at a time. So, go out there, own your awesomeness, and let those affirmations work their magic. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little confidence boost. Join the conversation on social media and tell me what affirmations are working for you. Keep it real, keep it stoic, and until tomorrow, stay sharp, stay grounded.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.